The prospects for a multinational military intervention in Zaire appeared dimmer today. The Clinton administration said the return of 500,000 Rwandan refugees over the past few days suggests that there's no need to send American troops. They still plan to send some logistical personnel to help with aid. UN officials argue that a force is still necessary since several hundred thousand refugees remain cut off from food and water within Zaire. And in Rwanda, the UN is straining to deal with the mass of people who returned. NPR's Ann Cooper traveled near the Rwanda-Zaire border today.
The slap of thousands of sandals on asphalt could be heard along a 60-mile stretch of road today as an estimated 500,000 Rwandans continued their homeward trek. The long march is eerily reminiscent of 1994 when these same people first swarmed into eastern Zaire.
It's the same sort of determination, the same pace, the same mass of humanity, moving this time in the opposite direction.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees official Paul Stromberg notes several significant differences, though. The exodus that began last Friday is more orderly. The refugees have not been struck by cholera, which ripped through their tightly packed camps in 1994. And while 95,000 children were separated from their families in the original flight, relief workers so far have identified only about 2,000 children lost in this past week's march. Outside the Rwandan capital of Kigali, relief workers open the panels of a truck delivering several dozen children to a center run by the Red Cross, which will care for them and try to reunite them with their parents. Though there are far fewer of these children, arranging reunions will be harder once families have dispersed all over Rwanda. Dispersal also will hamper distribution of the food, blankets, seeds, and other supplies that UNHCR plans to hand out only after the refugees reach home. While relief officials plot logistics of that distribution, they continue to warn politicians that the crisis is far from over. Another 500,000 refugees are still believed to be trapped in inaccessible parts of Zaire. Information on their condition and whereabouts amounts to little more than rumors. And Paul Stromberg says the march of refugees home from the camps of Goma, Zaire, has obscured the region's other enduring refugee crises.
Although the camps in Tanzania, for example, are more peaceful, a source of less instability, there's still over 500,000 Rwandese refugees there that need to be repatriated, and there's still a massive displacement inside eastern Rwanda.
With the high-profile march continuing from Goma, the issue of Rwandan refugees in other places will have to wait. I'm Ann Cooper in Kigali.